Some people claim that if you were to take the hadith of kullu bid'atin dalala literally, that is, all innovations lead to dalala, then everything that is done today, such as going to Islamic universities, the Quran in a mushaf, etc., all become innovations. How do we answer them?
We answer them by, this is not bid'ah. Bid'ah is not here any bid'ah. Bid'ah, it means to start something new. The meaning new in the religion. In the religion, to make it part of the religion. To make it part of religion. And going to university or riding cars or having microphones is not part of the religion. It is the tools or means. Collecting the mushaf is not bid'ah, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to order the Sahaba to write the mushafs. The only reason the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't collect the mushaf in his time, because in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time, the Quran keep revealing. The Quran was revealing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala toward the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he will say it's end, never said it's end. This is the reason why the Prophet ﷺ, he didn't collect the Mus'haf. He didn't collect the Mus'haf.
Yesterday we touched on a hadith in Muslim that talks about the 12 Imams. Could you please clarify what this hadith is and what it means for us?
I'm not sure if it's Sahih Muslim or not. I didn't say it. Sahih Muslim was narrating what that person said. But there is a hadith, I think it's al-Tirmidhi, about there is a 12 imams that will come. And this is one of the Prophet's statement, that there is a 12 imams coming. It doesn't mean these imams.
Do the Shiites believe in the return of Isa alayhi salam?
Right now I'm not aware of what they really believe in that, but I haven't ever seen in their books or they mention that.